Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's 7:38, Brock, Hunter.
Sup, kid? How you doing?
Feeling good on a Friday, brother.
Feeling good. Real good, yeah.
Anyway, let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day. What? What? Did I creep you out there or something?
I think my wife just fell in the shower. Kaboom! You all right?
I think she's dead. Yeah, she might be. Yeah. Kiki slipped in the shower before.
It's not good. You never really catch yourself.
You don't. And you think about it, you're like, man, Lord. I mean, it's kind of hot because she's naked, but then it's also scary because she almost died.
Because she's crying in pain.
I mean, it's like I'm kind of turned on, but I'm kind of scared. I'm scaroused, if you will. Like, you're naked. Aroused. You're naked and soapy, but you're bleeding on the bathroom floor. I don't know what to feel about this right now.
You know, let's just chalk it up that you're always just somewhat aroused at all times.
If anybody's around me, just know I'm always at a semi, okay? I'm you. That's so terrible. That is awful. That is awful. Anyway.
All right, well, what's the topic?
Let's I don't even want to do it anymore. We ruined it. All right, we ruined the show. We ruined the show by us talking about this. And it's my fault. Like, Hunter, it's my fault. I realize this. Like, I did it. I was the one who said, yeah, it's kind of hot because my naked wife slips in the shower, you know? That's my fault. I did it. The words came out of my mouth from my stupid brain. Yeah.
The most critical situation. You know, Brock's over there. It's like Beavis.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to score.
Horny all the time. No, let's get to it. I digress. It is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out. Specialite, they're awesome. Wrong answers only. What's your best survival tip? Because why the hell not?
Oh boy.
Why the hell not? We got so many great answers on Facebook. This is just awesome. So wrong answers only. What's your best survival tip? Rick said, when hiking in the mountains, you should come across a stream. Make sure you drink as much from the stream as you can to conserve your packed water. Don't worry. If there's any bacteria in the water by flowing over the rocks, there's enough sand that they'll be beaten to death. So all the bacteria beaten to death. I love it. Great. Shit.
Slam some water from the stream. I'm the dirty ass bacteria filled stream.
I remember when I was younger, the farm that I grew up on, we had this nice little creek running down in the valley.
No, you didn't.
It was
no,
beautiful. So one time, I don't know what we were doing. We were all probably getting wood or something. But I'm like, I'm going to get a drink of water from the stream.
So I just go
put my face right in the stream. My dad just grabs me like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
I'm thirsty, Dad. I need a drink of water. He should have just let me drink from it.
You needed supervision 24/7 growing up.
Here's the problem. I was 15 when this happened. It was awful.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. What the hell? Oh, Dad, I want a drink of water. Come on. There's water right there.
And then I had diarrhea for a week.
It was crazy. It was awful. let's see. Jenny had a good water one, too. If stranded in the middle of the ocean, drink the salt water to stay hydrated. It's good. The salt's... So you'll feel a little bloaty from the sodium, but you'll be all right.
You know, you ever watch those episodes, I Shouldn't Be Alive, and then a lot of them are people out there floating in the ocean. And dude, could you imagine how hard it would be not to, though? Dude, you are thirsty. You've been out there for 35 days floating around.
Dude, just being
baked. The one thing that you want so badly is around you at all times. Dude, it would drive me nuts.
Dude, you've been baking in the sun. Your whole body is just pruned, and all you want to do, water, 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 and you can't do it. You do it, you're dead.
You're dead.
Yeah. All right, good. That's a great start.
It'd be like, in correlation with our story earlier, it'd be like floating in a bunch of steaks. You know, and you're really hungry for some red meat, but you can't eat them because you're going to die.
Are those grilled steaks? No, can't have them. Can't have them. You're dead. All right, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Bad answers only, right? Wrong answers only. What's your best survival tip? We got some great ones coming up. We want to hear from you. Stick around.
WIRX.
Going to make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Welcome to it. 748, Brock Hunter.
Yo. Good morning.
What's you doing over there?
All righty. All right.
Here we go. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Wrong answers only. What's your best survival tips? Blake had a good one here on Facebook. He said, the more colorful the reptiles are, the better they taste. I don't think that's true, but maybe it is. I don't know. I haven't eaten enough reptiles to know.
Is it true it's you get away from a crocodile or an alligator by running diagonally?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Is that true?
I don't want to live in a place where that's even an option for me, you know? That's why I like the North, all right? Reptiles are few and far between around here, all right? And we don't got
games. Run!
It's just, I mean,
but do it like Barry Sanders, though. You can't go straight, not like Usain Bolt.
No, you got to
like
zig.
Barry.
Zigzag. I said zig. He's dead. He got caught.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He got caught. I told him to go zigzag, and he didn't do it. Let's see. Laura said, all berries
he
you find.
He should have zagged.
Zigged when he should have zagged.
Sorry.
All berries you find on bushes are safe to eat. I do that in everyday life. I see a berry. Ooh, berry.
Why is it when you're a kid, though, you're always like, yes, that looks delicious. I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah.
So many berries pulled out of my mouth as a kid from my mom.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
What do you got in your mouth?
You know, it's God messing with us, all right? When he made all those berries look delicious, but it's like, okay, these berries are okay. Mm-hmm. And these berries that look pretty much the same will literally make you die from the inside out. It will melt your insides. And it's only safe for birds to eat. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, which berry can I eat again? I'm trying to remember which one because they look exactly the same. Thanks, God.
And not all mushrooms that come out of the ground make you feel funny.
Yes, well,
some of them do. They just kill you. Kill you.
Exactly. Some of them you can eat. Some of them you can't. Just keep that in mind. Robert said, forget learning how to grow food. You can always go to the store and just buy it. Perfect. Perfect. I like that one. Elijah said, during cold weather, take your clothes off to conserve your heat. It's you don't want to get all trapped in the clothes. You got to let the body breathe a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had to think about that. That was so dumb.
Yeah. I know. That one was super dumb. We'll do one more, and then we're going to take a break. Wrong answers only. Best survival tips. Sandra said, when you get stabbed, pull the knife out right away.
Oh. You know what, though? Isn't that kind of what you want to do? Right? You know, if you get something lodged inside of your body, you just don't like, I'm going to leave it there.
You should leave it there until you can get, like.
I know.
Yeah.
But who in the right mind does?
Yeah.
You know? That's what I'm saying. It's like, no, I want that thing out of me.
This show, Kiki and I have been watching Yellowstone. There's one episode where this game warden gets impaled on a fence post. On a fence post, bro. And it's just, it's sitting there. Oh, my God.
It's a Mortal Kombat level, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, leave it in there. For any of you going to a bar fight later on, just leave the knife in there until you seek medical attention. I mean, no, pull the knife out. I'm sorry. Pull the knife out.
No, leave it in there and show some chicks because it'll impress them.
Hey, check it out. I got stabbed, man.
Becky, did you see I got stabbed in that bar fight? It's pretty cool, huh? I'm dying.
You get some sympathy sex by chance? Some, like sympathy sex or something?
I'm dying soon, so can we do it like now in the bathroom or something?
925 WIRX, comment on Facebook. Wrong answers only. What's your best survival advice? We'll be back.
Do you like 107 WIRX? Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 7:59.
Yeah.
Here's a good survival tip.
Just hauling ass in a Super Hornet, dude.
If you ever get hot while flying in a Super Hornet, just crack the window.
Yeah, right?
This is crazy.
What's this do?
Oh, God. Ripped his head clean off. Anyway, your special light topic of the day today, wrong answers only. What's your best survival tip? Let's see. Jenna said, snuggle a python for warmth. Good idea. They love to snuggle. Christine said, for a deep clean, use ammonia and bleach. Doesn't that make like tear gas or something? What does that make? That makes something like that.
I don't know. It's not good though. I don't think it makes your eyes feel good. That's for sure.
Jason said, pre-soak your matches with lighter fluid. I've actually done that before, and I think that's a great one. It's fantastic.
You know, never even thought of that. I mean, you don't need to. It's unnecessary.
Yeah,
but
you get a little extra heat off of that match. Yeah, it's good stuff.
No, that's what you soak. You soak your matches, and then when people need a light, that's what you give them.
Oh, there you go. That's a good prank right there.
What the hell?
Murdering people. Nice, Hunter. Let's see. Wrong answers only. What's your best survival tip? Tamara had a good one. Down power lines are perfect for charging your phone in case of emergencies. It's gonna play like 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. We'll be fine. I actually have an irrational fear of being stuck around like a down power line. Like, dude, that's no joke. That's no joke. Those things will whip around like a snake.
Like in a circle. It gets in a circle around you, and it's snaking around you. Yeah, that is terrifying.
Isn't that terrifying? Try and catch it.
Have you ever heard a transformer explode by chance?
No, I might have, maybe. Maybe not, like, in person.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying, Brock. So, yeah, your nightmare is true. It is.
Joseph said, forget to bring a towel.
Forget to bring a towel.
That's why that one's so stupid.
If you go, don't forget to bring a towel.
Or forget to bring a towel.
Let's see. Chris said, bathe in gasoline. That's just, I mean, there's... I don't even know what to say to that one. That's intense. That's intense. We'll end with Brandon. Brandon said his wrong answers only best survival advice. Bears are pussies. Just walk up to them and kick them in the balls. Bears are pussies.
Ain't gonna end well either there.
Oh my God! All right, remind me never to go in the woods with Brandon. All right, yeah. That's gonna do it for us. We're gonna take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around. Rock 101.